All right, I guess we are recording. What is up, good people? What's going on? You don't know Mark Figan here coming at you. Anyway, so yo, look, I got some shit for y'all, right? I have, like, I guess you can call it a strategy, or maybe it's a philosophy, right? But if you follow this, I guarantee you that your content is going to pop. Like, you're going to get more responses. You're going to get more sales. You're going to get more leads. You're it's, take it from me, right? And I say guarantee. When I say guarantee, man, you, if you, like, nowadays guarantee is a big, big buzzword. Like, guarantee will get the FTC on your ass. Like, if I say guarantee too much, like, the feds probably gonna kick down the door and, like, oh, it's false advertising, right? But that's how much this stuff works, right? It works in your content creation. It works in your emails. It just works, right? So the best way I can explain it, obviously, is with a story, right? So anyway, I have a barber, right? My barber is a real cool barber, right? Most barbers are cool, right? So anyway, so I was getting my hair cut, and he was saying, like, there's this dude that dissed his sister, right? He's like, man, you know what I'm saying? This my sister, right? So I'm thinking, like, you know, somebody saw his sister and, you know, like, grabbed her ass or, like, this, like, real disrespectful stuff. But actually, the guy he was talking about was his sister's boyfriend, right? So anyway, he goes on and on, and I'm here listening. So anyway, here's what happened, right? So this dude bought, like, his basically his girl is getting fat. Like, she's no, like, beyond fat, right? And he was kind of like, you know, he's trying to plead the nice guy. He's trying not to offend her. You know, he'll probably give little hints here and there. And it's like, it's not really getting through to her, right? And apparently dude, like, real skinny. Like, skinny dudes just love them thickums, right? So, and I mean, you know, I like my thickums too, but not as thick as them guys, though. Like, them skinny dudes out there, man, y'all strong, right? So anyway, so long story short is that, you know, apparently he really loves her, and he bought her a Mercedes-Benz SUV, right? And he was saying, man, he bought her the car and she tore it up. So I'm like, well, why are you mad at him, right? This dude bought a car for your sister. Like, me personally, I'm not finna buy no car for no girl that I'm not married to. You know, we gotta, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, you gotta give me some kids too. Like, you know, you have to prove yourself. But anyway, so apparently the Benz, I guess they come with some special type of shocks. They call it air shocks. And it gives the car that floating on air feeling. Like, you know, like, it's like, that's just the luxury component of the car, right? So, you know, with all things, you know, it has to have a certain rating, right? Like a weight limit. Apparently, she far exceeds the weight limit. So anyway, he bought the car for her, and in just a matter of months, like a few months, like, he, you know, they send the car to get service, and he gets the repair bill, and he's like, whoa, what the fuck is this, right? He got to replace all shocks because they just out of there, right? Her big behind is wearing out them shocks to the point where it's ridiculous, right? So apparently she's like 300 pounds plus, which, you know, it's not healthy. That's not a healthy weight. You know, she's a short girl. Apparently, this is his description. She's a short girl and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so he saw the bill and dude gets so pissed. And he was like, well, it's your fat ass done destroyed my car. Like, he said something. It's like the truth came out. You know, the truth came out, right? And now, you know, he's giving her the cold shoulder. You know what I'm saying? She ain't giving him no loving. She's being cold to him, right?
So he done told my guy, and my guy was like, "Man, will you diss my sister?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, he probably did her a favor, because, you know, the fact that she's mad at him is good." And then he was like, "What you mean?" I was like, "Well, she heard some stuff that she did not want to hear, but she needed to hear, right? And the fact that he got a reaction from her is good, because, you know, she might be mad, no, but then deep down she knows that he is right and she needs to do something. So now the ball is in her court. Either you're going to shit or get off the pot. Either you're going to do something about your weight, or you're going to just, you know, let this dude leave your ass, you know?" So it's like, this is the same thing when you put no content, right? Because, okay, take my situation. For a long ass time, right, I was like, man, when it comes to me getting subscribers, it's like, it takes so long. You know, I had a YouTube channel, an old YouTube channel. It's got like 2,000 subscribers. It's got damn near as many videos as it got subscribers. So I know I was doing something wrong. So I look at my stuff and it's like, all this how-to content, how to do this, how to do that, that shit don't work, right? This content that, you know, "Oh, I'm going to show you how to raise your credit score. I'm going to show you how to turn your finances around, or how to get out of debt," and all that kind of stuff. That stuff don't work. But if you say, "Well, the reason why your ass in debt because you poor with money, or, you know, you just piss poor, careless, or whatever," like, when you shame people, you will get the best response. No, I'm not saying when you shame people, I'm not saying you must diss them. Like, shaming them and dissing them is two different things. Dissing them is when you just calling them all kind of stupidness. Like, trolls try and diss people, and that's why they are trolls. That's why they ain't worth shit. But shaming people is like, look, this is how I see it. It's the brutal truth, right? And we live in a society, and this is not very hard to do, because check this, right? We live in a society where you ain't gotta do much to get to offend somebody. You really don't have to do much to offend somebody. Like, you just, all you have to do is tell the truth. Like, I'm gonna spice it up a little bit, but at the end of the day, he told her, like, "Yo, your ass is too fat. Your ass need to lose some weight. And until your ass lose some weight, you ain't getting in this car. As a matter of fact, I'm finna sell this motherfucker, get my money back as much as I can, right? Because I done wasted a whole bunch of money on your fat ass, right?" No, you know, that might be a little overboard, but at the same time, like, even look at me, bro. Like, look at me. Like, man, one time I was in the mirror, in the bathroom, right? And my wife came and she grabbed my side and she was like, "Oh, what's going on here?" Right? And that kind of like, damn, girl, you know what I'm saying? So my ass start getting in shape. Like, no, you know, I guess you could say I'm a cocky son bitch because I'm fit. Right? But that's what you need to do with your customers. Like, honestly, like, if you need to get the response that you need to get from them, if you need them to click the link, if you need them to download the free stuff, then you have to shake them out of their comfort by not dissing them, by, you know, shaming them. And it works. Okay, let me give you another example. Kevin Samuels, right? Kevin Samuels is dead now. But when he was alive, he had a YouTube channel. He probably still has a YouTube channel, right? He probably still got a YouTube channel. And it's like, the YouTube channel it was a dating and relationship YouTube channel, right? So I look at this guy YouTube. This guy has probably, I think he got like, I don't know if it's a million, but he got a shitload of subscribers, right? And most, damn near all of his content, you know, people call in, and he just tell them the raw truth, and they get offended to the point where he had people, like, when he died, like, women were actually like rejoicing when he died, like, they were happy he died. And I'm like, for you to really rejoice when somebody died, like, somebody dies, you don't really know this person, but you are so happy when this person dies. This motherfucker must be telling you some shit that you did not like to hear, but you needed to hear, because that's the only time you get a reaction from people, is when you tell them stuff that they need to hear, but they don't want to hear, versus telling them stuff that they want to hear, You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's it works, right? This shit works. And that's why, you know, he got the bag from the YouTube channel. That YouTube channel is still making money. As a matter of fact, you got people out there ripping off his content, right? Don't rip the content off. Don't be a piece of shit and do that. Just create your own shit, right? But anyway, that's basically, long story short, the thing that you have to do. And if you take it, if you use this, you can put this in your emails, you can put this in your videos and all that kind of stuff. And as I said before, I guarantee that you will get response, because at the end of the day, you want response, right? I'm not saying that you're going to, first, you're going to get haters. You're going to get so many haters, but at the same time, you're going to get people who, and you know what? The worst thing, the coolest thing is that people that become your haters, they're going to become your, most of them is going to become your clientele. And then the ones that are hopeless, you can actually use them to get more people. And then you're going to have the people that love you. So either way, you're going to make bread. But if you have a situation where you don't have any haters because you're not telling the truth, or you're sugarcoating shit, or you're avoiding certain conversations, then that's not, it's not going to work out for you. It's not, it's going to be like my guy out there who got the you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but that's it. That's basically it. And that is the stuff that we cover here. We don't really cover a lot of how-to stuff. I mean, we do, but as soon as we really go deep into the game, right? So if you are interested, like if you got an online business and it's not really, you selling information products and it's not really giving you the bread that you need, let us help you out. You can get the free stuff. Download the online, how to squeeze more money out your email list. I think that's what it is. It's like a free mini course that gives you the skinny on how to get that pop into where, you know, you got an email list and you're extracting dollars from the email list comfortably. So you don't really have to rely on social media, right? The next thing is I got the underground, the Wi-Fi Breadwinners Underground. That's a totally different animal. That's like a crazy ass place where you come and we chop it up. You show me what you got. We're growing the community. It's a community of action takers, community of winners, and we help each other basically to grow an online business, right? You can get in without having to pay the $50,000 for coaching and all that stupid shit that's going on around the place. Like, that's another story, but yeah, that's all I got for now, and I'll see you in the next video. All right, peace.